Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, July 9th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colbluco with today's South Carolina headlines. Santee Cooper, the state-owned utility, has a new CEO, even though the General Assembly is considering whether or not to sell the utility. Mark Bonsall, a retired Arizona Public Power CEO, told reporters in Pinopolis today his first priority is to make sure state legislators see that keeping Santee Cooper is in its customers' best interests.
That's the critical factor, is ultimately what customers pay. And I think there's an opportunity effectively to deal with that going forward at Santee Cooper in a way that's beneficial to customers.
Bonsall's salary as president and CEO of Santee Cooper will be $1.1 million annually. Governor McMaster is reportedly pressing members of the University of South Carolina's Board of Trustees to pick a candidate he favors to be the next USC president. McMaster wants the board to hire retired Army General Robert Caslin, a former head of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Caslin was one of four finalists for the post in April when board members opted to not hire any of the candidates and reopen the search. Boeing's campaign to restore the reputation of its best-selling plane after two deadly crashes suffered a blow yesterday after a foreign client canceled an order in favor of a competitor's aircraft. The Associated Press reports Saudi Arabia-based budget airline Flyadeal yesterday canceled an order worth up to $5.9 billion and instead placed an order with Airbus. The news comes as Boeing reports a third month without new orders for its 737 MAX jet, which continues to remain grounded across the world. Pickens police say a man has been arrested in connection with Sunday's pipe bomb explosions there. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has this update.
Two explosions shattered lower-level windows at the Pickens County Courthouse late Sunday night. On Tuesday afternoon, a spokesperson for the Pickens City Police Department said a man had been arrested in connection with the blasts. As of this broadcast, no further details are available. The Greenville News reports that the man confessed to planting a second pair of devices at the Department of Social Services building in Pickens Tuesday morning. Two suspicious packages caused the evacuation of the building about a mile from the courthouse. No one was reported injured in either incident.
That's South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan reporting. A tropical low-pressure system is starting to become better organized in the northern Gulf of Mexico, where forecasters from the National Hurricane Center say it will likely form into a tropical depression late Wednesday or Thursday. We asked meteorologist Ray Hawthorne if there's any concern of it moving in our direction.
I expect it will strengthen and become Tropical Storm Barry, but it's most likely to move slowly westward away from South Carolina. In fact, I'm only expecting those typical late afternoon showers and thunderstorms heading into the weekend as a front approaches us from the west.
Ray says the developing tropical system will probably steer in the direction of Louisiana over the weekend, and it's possible it will not affect South Carolina at all. And it looks like the Lowcountry will be home to a new IKEA operation, but not a furniture store. The Post and Courier of Charleston reports the Swedish-rooted and Dutch-based furniture company's parent firm recently purchased 17,000 square feet of forest land outside of Charleston. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.